This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, March 27th. God's word for you today is need to know. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 10, verse 10. And it says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Today, we are looking at three things about this policy, the Word of God. The first is that we need to realize that the word, promise of God, is both conditional and unconditional. Some of God's promises are unconditional and some are conditional. If you confuse a conditional promise for an unconditional promise, or vice versa, you are going to have issues. You will be confused. For instance, the second coming of Christ is an unconditional promise. God promised that Jesus will come again. It is not hinged on any condition. Jesus is coming again. However, God's promise to set you on high is conditional. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, "If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." So, if you hearken to, listen, and do God's voice, you will be promoted. Every conditional promise has precedents that need to be fulfilled. If you do not fulfill the precedents, then you cannot say the word of God is not working. It is not working because you have not fulfilled the conditions. The second thing is that God gives us his word to live by, to teach us to trust him in difficult times. Psalm chapter 119 verse 50 says, "When I am hurting, I find comfort in your promise that leads to life." God's promise, God's word, gives us comfort when we are hurting. In difficult times, we learn to trust God. When things are tough, we learn to hold on to God's word. God gives us his word as an anchor. In Psalm chapter 119, verse 114, which says, "You are my refuge and my shield, and your promises are my only source of hope." The question is, do you have other sources of hope? I hope not. The word of God is our only source of hope. The third thing you need to know about the word of God is that it gives us the word to make us more like him, partakers of his divine nature. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says, "God made these things and marvelous promises so that his nature would become part of us." God's word is so pivotal. It holds us together. God's word ensures that we are not blown away or swayed, even though the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus has come to give us life in abundance. Sometimes we are following Jesus and we are not getting all the benefits that he has for us. Jesus says, "I have come that you may have life, and the key to this life in God is the Holy Spirit." What unlocks this life? What is actually this life itself? Is the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, fill me to the overflowing with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.